And children, it is the verse 13 that I want to point out to you. It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is a worker, you know. It says God worketh. He worked and he made the world, and then after 6 days he rested, because he had made the world in 6 days, and he's working every day. He's working in providence, but he's also working in human hearts. Because it says, God which worketh in you. That's in your heart. And you need that, children. Your parents work for you. They keep you safe. They provide for you. They feed you. They do a lot for you. But your heart needs the most work of all. And only God can work in your heart. So he works in the hearts of men. And you need to pray, Lord, work in my heart. Make my heart clean. Make my heart like Jesus. So you need this work. And what does God do when he works in a human heart? What does he do? Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He works in the desires. He gives you good desires. Works to will. To will to read your Bible. To will to pray. To will to worship God. He alone gives us these desires. And it's God that works in men to give them the desires to will and then to do. Not just to desire and not do anything, but to desire and then to do it. The desire to pray and then pray. And the desire to do good to others and then do good to others. So he gives us both the will and the desire to do, and to do the ability to do as well. And of course, to will and to do his good pleasure. What the Lord is pleased with. What the Lord delights in. And he wants us to be righteous. And he wants us to be just. That's his pleasure when we're good. When we're kind. When we're forgiving. When we're humble. And when we're looking to him. That all pleases God. And only God can work on us to do that to please him. So pray that God will work in your heart. He's able to work in your heart. And he works through his word. So don't forget to pray that every day. Lord, work in me by your spirit and by your word.